Part 3. Renewal. Interior apartment. Kitchen. Morning. Roselle is sitting at the kitchen table, eating a bowl of cereal and scrolling through news headlines on her phone. The door to Anita's room suddenly opens, and Anita bounces out.
Morning.
Morning. Bug fact of the day. Crab spiders can change color from yellow to white to match the flower they camouflage themselves in.
Cool.
Did you curl your hair?
Yeah, I used your curling iron. Is that bad?
It's fine. I haven't used that thing in years.
Oh, and I borrowed your conditioner too.
I didn't know you used conditioner.
Just wanted to try it out.
Okay, but get your own.
Sorry.
Anita goes to the table with fruit and yogurt. Roselle stares at her.
Did something happen? Did you get a job?
I'm selling Fungal.
What? Door to door?
Sure.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
I'm going to class. See you later.
Bye. Have a good day.
Roselle heads out the door, looking back over her shoulder as she leaves. Interior apartment. Evening. Roselle enters after a day of work. Anita lounges on the couch and looks up at her.
Hi, how was your day?
Good, all things considered. I met with my advisor and they're granting me an extension. You?
Anita pulls out a wad of cash from her bag.
Did you take up stripping?
Nope, this is from Fungal. Want me to order you some?
No. Didn't you try selling that before? Now people are buying from you all of a sudden? What changed?
Well, selling was tough at first, but I think I've got it now. Besides, who could say no to this face?
Anita smiles at Roselle. Anita somehow seems prettier than she did before.
If you're so unstoppable, why don't you just go ask for your job back?
That's such a great idea. Thank you. Dwayne will love it.
Anita hugs a startled Roselle and then runs off to her room. Roselle sits on the couch, pulls out her phone, and searches. Is Fungal a cult? Interior retail clothing store. Day.
Hey, Brett. And how are you?
Dwayne finishes instructing an employee. When across the store, he sees Anita talking with Dorothy. He swiftly walks toward them to separate them, but hangs back when he sees Dorothy smiling. He watches and listens carefully.
And that's just another thing that's wrong with the world these days. Nobody knows how to apologize.
I fully agree, ma'am. Completely unacceptable.
But you have been so sweet. Why can't there be more people out there like you?
Well, it was thanks to this new product called Fungal. It corrects social anxiety problems and makes you happier.
That exists? That's wonderful. My daughter has been struggling in school and we've tried everything. Do you think that would work for her?
Sure, it's for everyone. Why don't you take a free sample?
Sample? If that stuff works, I'll take all you have.
Dorothy gives Anita money, and Anita hands her a stack of packets from her purse.
Thank you. Please take my number, too, if you need more.
Oh, I can't thank you enough.
It was nice meeting you. Have a great day.
Dorothy leaves. Dwayne approaches Anita.
What are you doing here, Anita?
Hi, Dwayne. I just came to apologize for before.
Well, no need to apologize. I see that you learned a lot in the past few weeks.
Yes. Well, I had some help. I saved you a packet.
She pulls the last one out of her purse and hands it to him.
Fungal. Huh. Well, I don't have any need for this. Thank you, though.
It's not the name, is it? Don't worry. It's for everyone.
Anita, what I'm trying to say is it's not appropriate to sell this inside a retail store.
Oh, my apologies.
How is your new job going?
Well, some people are skeptical, but others seem really into it.
I see. If you have some free time, would you be open to coming in for a few days on a trial basis?
I don't know what to say.
If you want to keep focusing on your sales, that's perfectly fine.
No, I'll do it. Thank you for giving me another chance.
Yes. You know I was never trying to punish you, right? I just wanted you to improve.
Of course. See you Monday.
Anita leaves the store happily. Interior apartment. Evening. Anita's keys jingle as she opens the door and enters. Roselle is waiting for her.
Anita, I'm sorry. I didn't want to bug you while you were out, but I talked to him and he wouldn't leave.
Wait, slow down. What are you talking about?
Roselle gestures and Morty enters the living room from the kitchen. Anita looks down at the floor.
I didn't mean to be intrusive, but I realized that you were going through a difficult time and...
I'm sorry.
You are?
Yes. I'm sorry for ruining your wedding. I'm sorry for blaming Matilda for all my problems. I don't have any excuse. I'm just sorry.
Well, thanks for saying that. I don't know if Matilda's going to want to talk to you.
I understand if she doesn't.
Can I ask what changed?
Well, I started selling and taking this product, Fungal.
And?
It changed my life.
Let me see.
Actually, I'm kind of worried about that stuff.
What? Is it dangerous?
I don't know. It seems kind of culty.
Anita returns with an armful of packets.
Here, they're free. As an apology.
Thanks. I'll let Matilda know how much better you're doing.
I'd like to try to make it up to her, if possible.
We'll see. Thanks for the closure. And Roselle, if you need anything.
I'm doing okay. Thanks for supporting my work.
Of course.
Morty leaves. Anita sits down.
He's trying to repair everything. Even if he's just doing it for his image. I'm glad he married my sister.
What's going on with you? You've been acting really weird.
I've just been doing work on myself. Oh, speaking of which, I met up with Dwayne.
How did that go?
He gave me my job back.
See? This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's like, your personality is completely different.
Well, what can I say except, Fungal changed my life.
Anita goes back to her room. Interior apartment. Evening. Roselle enters through the front door. She throws her keys on the table, then stops and listens. She hears whispered voices and hurried movements coming from Anita's room. Roselle approaches the door, listens for a moment, then knocks. There's rapid footsteps, and Anita opens the door with a big smile.
You're home early.
I'm home at the same time as always.
Even better.
Were you talking to someone in there?
Roselle tries to peek over Anita's shoulder.
Just wrapping things up.
No, it's okay. There's no use in being secretive.
Theo steps out from a corner of the room.
Theo, what are you doing here?
Theo asked me to help him out.
With what?
Same thing everyone else is doing. Improving my life.
What?
Anita hands Roselle a packet.
Fungi?
My company realized there was a huge market they weren't reaching with Fungal alone.
It's not for women. That's what the packet says. What's that supposed to mean?
It's specially formulated for men.
Wait a sec. Can I see a pack of Fungal?
Anita gets one and hands it to her. Roselle flips both over and her eyes scan back and forth between the two packets.
They're the same.
Fungi is designed for the body chemistry.
No, they're literally the same. The ingredients are identical. You're really going to be scammed by this? Marketing geared toward men?
Roselle, can I talk to you alone?
Come to my room.
They walk across the hall and close the door.
Why are you buying into this stuff?
Why are you so against it?
What?
You've seen it for yourself, haven't you? Anita is way more happy and likable now. So why are you insisting that's a bad thing?
Because that's not her. It's messed with her brain.
So, isn't that what needed to happen? Wasn't her brain the only thing holding her back from being where she is now?
What are you saying?
What if she's cured?
Cured? Of what?
She was always mad at her sister. But face it, it's because she always wanted to be her sister. Why do all those resources and support groups exist for neurodivergent kids and their parents? Because it's hard and it sucks. Is it so wrong to want to be normal?
So that's what you're saying? That she was abnormal? Broken somehow?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Don't you think I'm broken too?
No, I love you exactly as you are.
Well, I've got news for you. Cerebral palsy sucks. Having to die young sucks. My entire life, I wished I could be cured. Be normal. And now it looks like a cure for broken brains exists. And you think you're taking some sort of moral high ground by being against it?
That's not what I'm saying. I think it's dangerous to mess with people's personalities.
So what is a personality anyway? A collection of trauma? And we spend our whole lives trying to heal from it?
Theo!
I am never going to be so delusional to think that there's some sort of blessing in being disabled. If there's a chance of being normal, no matter how unlikely, I'm going to take it. And I am never going to let you stop me.
Stop you? Who took you to physical therapy? I supported you and accepted you from the beginning. I don't want you to take this brain-altering substance. And I'm not supporting you?
I think we should break up.
What are you saying?
And if you're so gung-ho about acceptance, maybe you need to accept that some people are better off changed.
Theo leaves the room and walks out of the apartment. Roselle starts crying. Interior, Janice's house. Day. Janice hears the doorbell ring and answers the door to Roselle.
Hi, honey. Are you and Anita coming for a visit?
No, just me. But I wanted to talk to you about Anita.
She's not here with you?
She's out selling Fungal.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad she finally found something that works for her.
Janice gestures for her to come in, and they sit at the kitchen table.
So you haven't seen anything weird from her?
Well, I suppose it depends on what you call weird. To be honest, I thought after the wedding disaster, she would never talk to us again. But she made such a nice apology. And Morty warmed up to her. She's even talking to Matilda now. It's slow, but... So you asked me if anything was weird about her. Well, for Anita, it's completely unlike her. But for the rest of us... You know, I've always wanted those two to relate to each other like normal sisters. And now that it finally seems like it's happening, well, it seems too good to be true. You know?
What do you know about Fungal?
Anita raves about it. She even got some new stuff for Morty.
Fungi? It's literally the same thing.
Morty was always such a gentleman, but even in him I see something. How can I say it? Better now?
Wow. So he's taking it too?
What do you say? Think I should give it a try?
Honestly, I don't trust this stuff.
Well, if something like that can mend the relationship between my daughters, well, who knows?
Please promise me you won't take it.
Why not?
Maybe Anita's doing better, but what benefit would there be for you?
Well, I've started getting up in years myself. I've been more forgetful. Maybe Fungal can fix that.
What if you get a whole new personality and you abandon your friends?
Goodness, that couldn't possibly happen.
It happened to me, twice. It's not just Anita. Theo broke up with me.
Oh, honey, I'm so sorry.
And he's been hanging out with Anita a lot, too. They've changed. I've stayed the same.
Oh, my.
Please don't take Fungal.
Oh, honey, I don't think a little drink mix could have caused all that. I'll talk to Anita about it.
I have to get going.
So soon? Thanks for stopping by.
Roselle starts to walk to the door.
Thank you for being such a good friend to Anita.
I don't really know if we're friends anymore.
She exits. Interior apartment. Day. Roselle enters through the front door and checks on her new ant farm. There's very little activity. She opens her laptop and researches problems with ant colonies. She scrolls through a few articles, but does not read them. She pulls up a documentary video and lets it play. She works on the ant farm, redoing the layers and adding organic material for food. Part of the video starts to get her attention. Roselle looks at the screen. An ant is shown infected with fungus.
There are many strains of fungus that have adapted to infecting and spreading throughout ant colonies. One of the most specialized by far is Cordyceps. This fungus will target the ant's nervous system. Once established, it can take control of the ant's movements.
it will force an ant to climb to the top of a blade of grass, compelling the insect to bite down and stay still. The cordyceps' fruiting body will sprout from the ant's head, and from this high vantage point, the spores have the best chance of spreading.
Roselle stops what she's doing and focuses her full attention on the screen.
But ants' biggest strength is their numbers. So the most effective parasites will use that advantage against them. Some will even use the colony's social structure to help reproduce. A recent study has revealed another specialized adaptation in a fungal strain called Rickettsia washmanii. This fungus also invades the brain, but functions very differently. It tones down aggression towards ants from outside the infected ant's colony. By causing stranger ants to be perceived as friends, this increases chances of the fungus spreading into new colonies.
The door to Anita's bedroom opens and Anita emerges. Roselle jumps. Anita grabs some paper towels and re-enters her room, closing the door. Roselle watches her. She leaves the video playing and tiptoes to Anita's door. She listens, then quietly pushes it open. She watches Anita sitting at her desk. Anita doesn't hear or see her. Roselle watches Anita take an empty Fun Gal packet and prop it open. She grabs her head, fluffs her hair, and shakes out a gray powder into the packet. Then she presses the edge to seal it shut. She puts that in a box with countless other Fun Gal packets. Outside, a car door slams and the horn honks. Startled, Roselle falls on the ground. She hastily retreats to her room. Anita grabs the box of packets and leaves her room. The doorbell rings and Anita answers it. Roselle peeks out of her room and sees Theo at the door. His walking is completely normal, and he has a new, strong confidence in his voice.
Hi, how do I look?
Wow, amazing.
Theo strikes some poses.
Think it's over? Am I finally cured?
Well, Fun Gal changed my life. Why can't Fun Guy change yours?
Everybody needs to know about this.
I got you extra packets. I want to see the look on your friends' faces.
They both leave and the car drives away. Roselle watches them go. Interior Clinic, Day. Roselle enters and strides past the technicians working with patients. She knocks on Dr. Abel's office door, opens the door, and closes it behind her.
I'm sorry to bother you, doctor.
Roselle, it's been a while. Have you brought Theo?
Well, no, but I have a kind of a crazy question. Is it possible to cure cerebral palsy?
No. Medical understanding of the brain is rudimentary in the best cases. We've barely developed any options to manage cerebral palsy, let alone cure it.
So what would explain Theo suddenly getting better? He's been walking without any difficulty.
Fascinating. I would need to get him in here to examine him.
I asked him. He won't come. He says he's cured.
Have there been any other recent changes in his life or his behavior?
He's been taking this fungi stuff.
Roselle takes a packet out of her purse and puts it on Dr. Abel's desk. He looks at it and rolls his eyes.
I've seen plenty of supplements like this over the years. They're useless.
What if this one works?
That would have to be proven in clinical trials. That's the sort of things companies like this try to avoid.
And could they be avoiding trials because it works, but unethically?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, are you familiar with cordyceps? The fungus that infects ants and controls them?
Yes.
That's an ingredient in fungi.
There are many different strains of cordyceps. Not all of them control ants.
This one too, Rickettsia washmanii. It causes ants to be friendly toward ants outside their colony. That's what people are drinking. Could this be a fungus that's changing their behavior?
No, Out of the question.
Why not?
How much do you know about ant biology?
Quite a bit. I study insects.
How do ants navigate?
Well, once they find a food source, they lay pheromone trails for other ants to follow.
You know what a death spiral is?
Yes, it's when ants accidentally navigate into a circle. Each ant follows the trail of the ant in front of them. So they just keep following each other in a circle until they all die.
So you see, ants do not think for themselves. They are controlled by pheromones. It's fairly easy for a fungus to adapt to mimic the pheromones an ant produces. Humans are far more complex. They have language, creativity, education, culture. A mind-controlling fungus would have to mimic all of those things.
I guess when you put it like that. But there's something else, too. I saw Anita shaking a gray powder out of her hair. I think it's fungal spores.
What? That's completely absurd.
What if I get it on video? Actually, never mind. That wouldn't prove anything.
If you can bring Theo in, I can evaluate his condition.
I'll try.
Roselle turns to leave, but hesitates.
Theo hasn't come in at all lately, right?
It's been months.
What's going to happen to his health? If he's not really cured, how quickly will things go bad?
It's hard to say for certain.
Roselle steps out and closes the door behind her. Interior apartment. Evening. Roselle works on her ant farm, and a sports car engine revs outside. Roselle looks out the window, then scurries to her room and closes the door. Anita enters. Matilda follows closely. Roselle listens as the two of them flop on the couch and chatter away.
Have I ever told you I'm proud of you?
Huh? Honestly, I can't remember.
I'm sorry if I never said it, but it's true. You've survived so much rejection, and you've become so strong. Everyone underestimated you, even me.
Oh, don't say that.
It's like I'm seeing the real you now for the first time. But it's a real shame it took so long. If only we could have grown up together like this. We could have had so much fun.
Well, we have the rest of our lives. We can do anything.
Why don't we go on a trip, you and me?
But I don't want you to be away from your husband.
Then let's take him, and Theo too.
How about Mom?
Yes, all the fun gal pals. Ask Roselle too.
Oh, she's been keeping to herself lately.
Because of everyone taking fun gal?
I feel so bad for her. She's scared.
Shame. I don't like that she's struggling.
Roselle is really smart. She thinks logically. If she sees the evidence that it's the right choice, she'll do it.
Oh, there's Morty. Gotta go.
Bye.
Matilda leaves. After seeing that Anita is alone, Roselle opens her door and confronts her.
What was that all about?
Oh, I didn't realize you were home.
How can you afford a new car?
From Fun Gal.
No, I don't believe this. What's going on?
Just business stuff.
Yeah? Hanging out with my ex is business stuff?
Yeah. He's a seller now, too.
And your family?
They just want to support me.
Stop playing dumb. You hated each other just a few weeks ago.
So what? I was just supposed to hate them forever?
You weren't supposed to change your whole personality. It's like I don't even know you.
Well, why don't we hang out more?
Just tell me the truth. Is this a cult thing? A mind-control fungus?
You're crazy.
You're the one who's crazy.
Anita backs away. Before she goes in her room, she turns to Roselle.
I know you don't want to hear this, but Fungal can help you with your feelings. This fear and anger. It's what I was going through. I'm not selling to you. I'm trying to help you. As a friend. I don't want you to be like how I was, living every day, feeling as if I was surrounded by enemies. The loneliness was unbearable. Please listen to me. I don't want you to be alone. I want us to make it right between us, like I did with my mom and sister.
You really want me to take Fungal that badly?
No, I just want you to be happy. I want us to be friends again. I don't want you to be all alone because of this paranoia.
Roselle is silent. Anita closes the door to her room. Roselle stares at her door. In her mind, she remembers the conversation she had with Dr. Abel
Could this be a fungus that's changing their behavior?
No, out of the question.
It's not logical. A fungus could never take over a human's brain. So an illogical hypothesis needs an equally illogical proof.
She goes back to her room and closes the door.